With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump bluntly criticizing President Biden's State of the Union address.
Joe Biden should not be shouting angrily at America. America should be shouting angrily at Joe Biden. And we should be saying, Crooked Joe, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired. You're incompetent.
In the meantime, campaigning in Atlanta, the president warned that Donald Trump threatens democracy.
Our freedoms are literally on the ballot this November. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are trying to take our freedoms away. And by the way, not all Republicans. This ain't your father's Republican Party. These guys are different. But guess what? We're not going to let them take him away.
Also at SRNnews.com, Italian lawmakers approving that country's participation in the EU naval mission to protect cargo ships in the Red Sea from attacks by Houthi rebels.
Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani told lawmakers that the mission, launched last month, is strictly defensive. However, he noted that Italian ships would have the power to defend themselves. The Iranian-backed Houthis have waged a campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships in protest of Israel's offensive in Gaza against Hamas, launched in retaliation for Hamas-led attacks on Israel on October 7th.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. An effort to get aid to Gaza by sea is moving ahead, but the first vessel to test the new corridor still waiting in Cyprus with some 200 tons of food on board. Groups behind the effort say the ship will leave, quote, as soon as possible. This is SRN News. There's increasing concern about the dwindling number of pastors in America.
A new study from Barna suggests that the church will experience significant turnover among pastors in the near future. Researchers learned that last year, only 17% of Protestant senior pastors are 40 years old or younger, and the average age among pastors is 52. According to Barna's latest State of Pastors report, one quarter of pastors hope to retire within the next 7 years. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Well, the first over-the-counter birth control pill will be available to U.S. stores this month. Medication called O-Pill being shipped to major retailers and pharmacies. 1 month's supply will cost about $20. Last summer, the FDA said the once-a-day pill could be sold without prescription. That, despite some concerns by a number of FDA scientists. This is SRN News. Trillions of gallons are lost from the aging drinking water systems in America.
It's the result of decades of deferred maintenance and disinvestment. Some communities struggle to provide safe and reliable service, especially in older industrial and rural areas that have seen significant population and industrial decline that leave behind poorer residents, vacant neighborhoods, and too large water systems. Some systems lose more than half of their treated drinking water before it reaches users. Yet experts say such communities often are at a disadvantage when seeking funding, resulting in a downward spiral.
OpenAI is reinstating CEO Sam Altman to its board of directors and says it has full confidence in his leadership. That after the conclusion of an outside probe into the company's inner turmoil. More details at SRNnews.com.